The Holy Father concludes his apostolic journey in Africa. Farewell ceremony from South Sudan at Juba International Airport. Dismissal ceremony from South Sudan at Juba International Airport. This morning, at the end of Holy Mass at the John Garang Mausoleum Complex, the Holy Father Francis transferred to Juba International Airport for the dismissal ceremony from South Sudan. Upon his arrival, together with the Archbishop of Canterbury, His Grace Justin Welby, and the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, Pastor Ian Greenshields, the Pope was welcomed by the President of the Republic, H.E. Mr. Salva Kiir Mayer D., at the entrance of the VIP lounge where a brief private meeting took place. Then, after greeting the delegations and the Guard of Honor, Pope Francis boarded an A359-ETA Airways to return to Italy. The plane carrying the Holy Father on his return from the apostolic journey to the Democratic Republic of Congo and from the Ecumenical Pilgrimage of Peace in South Sudan, took off from Juba International Airport at 11.56 a.m. local time, 10.56 a.m. Rome's time, and landed at Leonardo da Vinci International Airport in Rome Fiumicino at 4.49 p.m. Telegram to the President of the Republic of South Sudan. Immediately after his departure by air from Juba, the Holy Father Francis sent the following telegram to the President of the Republic of South Sudan, His Excellency Mr. Salva Kiir Mayer D. His Excellency Mr. Salva Kiir Mayer D. President of the Republic of South Sudan. Juba. As I leave Southern Sudan at the conclusion of my ecumenical peace pilgrimage, I wish to express my heartfelt gratitude to Your Excellency, the civil authorities, and the beloved people of Southern Sudan for your warm welcome and hospitality. With the renewed assurance of my prayers, I invoke upon the nation the abundant blessings of Almighty God. Franciscus PP. Telegrams to heads of state on the flight from Juba to Rome. During the air journey from Juba to Rome, flying over Sudan, Egypt, Greece, and finally returning to Italy, Pope Francis sent the following telegrams to the respective heads of state. Overflight Sudan. His Excellency Abdel Fattah Al Burhan. President of the Transitional Sovereignty Council of the Republic of Sudan. Khartoum. As my return flight from Southern Sudan takes me over your country, I send cordial greetings to Your Excellency and your fellow citizens. In offering the assurance of remembrance in my prayers for you all, I gladly invoke the divine blessings of peace and harmony upon the nation. Franciscus PP. Overflying Egypt. His Excellency Abdel Fattah El Sisi. President of the Arab Republic of Egypt. Cairo. I send my greetings to His Excellency and to the people of Egypt as my return flight from South Sudan takes me over your country. Entrusting the nation to the providence of the Almighty, I gladly invoke upon you all the divine blessings of brotherhood and peace. Franciscus PP. Overflight Greece. Her Excellency Katerina Sakellaropoulou. President of the Hellenic Republic. Athens. Crossing Greek airspace on my return journey to Rome from Southern Sudan, I send cordial greetings to Your Excellency and your fellow citizens. With the assurance of my prayers, I invoke upon the nation and all its people the blessings of Almighty God for peace and prosperity. Franciscus PP. Italy arrival. To His Excellency. Juan Sergio Mattarella. President of the Italian Republic. Palace of the Quirinal. Rome. On my return from my apostolic journey to the Democratic Republic of the Congo and South Sudan, where I had the opportunity to meet peoples anchored in firm spiritual traditions and anxious to find peace and justice at last, I cordially offer you, Mr. President, and the beloved Italian nation, a cordial wish of serenity, assuring you of my constant prayers. Franciscus PP.